Monday, the 25th of November. Wow. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, guess what's happening this week? Advent begins this week, and I want to spend today talking about the things we need to get ready in our own homes so that we can celebrate Advent well. So, what is the liturgical colour for Advent? Do you remember, guys? That's right, it's purple. And what does purple mean? What does the purple colour mean? It means preparation. And what are we preparing for in Advent? We're preparing for Christmas. And what is Christmas? No, it's not about Father Christmas particularly. That's just a modern story. What's it really about? It's in the words, Christ Mass. Who's it about? The coming of Christ. Isn't it? That's what Christmas is all about. It's about getting our hearts and our minds and our houses and our whole beings ready for Jesus' birthday. For remembering Jesus coming into the world. Advent is the time of preparing for Christmas, but this week is the time of preparing for Advent so that we can properly prepare for Christmas. And I always think it's a really good idea to spend some time getting ready. So, in each of your homes, you should have an Advent wreath. And some of you know, I love having an Advent wreath in water, and I love picking succulents. So if you pick some pieces of succulents. So succulents are those big fleshy plants that are native to South Africa. They're indigenous plants. You can make your Advent wreath out of succulents. And if you put them in water, by the time we get to Christmas, they will have grown roots and you can go and plant them in the garden. And, or you might even, I had 1 year where my kids and I grew lots of succulent roots, and then when school started up again, there was a bit of the ground that was a bit barren. Nothing was growing there, so we went and planted our succulents there. But if you break off pieces of succulents to make your wreath, then you will be able to root them over the 4 weeks of Advent, which I also think this really for me works as a lovely image, a South African wreath that is not a wreath that's going to die and be dead by the time we get to Christmas, which is what happens to European wreaths. But if we put it in water, it will have rooted and you can plant it, and it's a symbol of new life. So there we go. So a wreath, and then of course we put the 4 Advent candles in. So some of you know that the liturgical colour for those candles is 3 dark purple candles and 1 pink candle. And the reason for that is that all of Advent is about preparation, and some of that preparation is about repentance. We're going to be going to confession before we get to Christmas. It's one of those times in the year where we want to go to confession. It's a very good idea. And I also think it's quite nicely. We'll get our results from school, and we may feel a bit sad about some of the things that we did or didn't do at school, and that's a great time to go to confession also and talk about the things that happened in the year and all of that stuff. But one of those weeks, it has a special name, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, but it's of course Gaudete Sunday, and it's Joy Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, Joy Sunday, where we are rejoicing, and that's the pink Sunday, and it's the 3rd Sunday in Advent. So it would be really nice if you could get 3 purple candles and 1 pink candle, but not everybody's mom and dad is willing to get them that. But 4 candles, even if they're white candles, are fine. I quite often use tea lights because they float, and then I can have my succulents in a ball and the 4 candles floating in the ball, and they're my symbols for Advent. And if you get mom or dad to help you, you can actually use some crayons to melt the wax of the crayon on the top of your candles, and you can make your candles purple or pink. I've done that once or twice myself, and it works quite nicely. So, this is the week for getting all of that stuff sorted, because we want it all sorted by Sunday. We should be putting our wreath together on Saturday, but that means you may have to ask Mom and Dad, can you please buy us some candles so that we can make an Advent wreath, please? And it doesn't have to be expensive candles. They can just be ordinary candles. You can also use those nice tall ones that we buy in Pick and Pay that are just like lights. And if you get someone to help you, an adult to help you, can stick them to the bottom of your plate before you put in some water, and then you can put your succulents around them. I'm very keen on us making succulent wreaths, as you can tell, because we are in Africa and everything is blooming at the moment. We are not in a cold European winter where everything's dead. We are in a vibrant, warm, hot, sunny South Africa, and everything is in bloom. And I think it's very deeply symbolic to root our plants for our Advent wreath and plant them after Christmas. So that's the first part of preparing, getting our Advent wreath together. And we'll talk a bit about some of the other things we might want to do as we go along. But for now, let's pray. Lord, help us to prepare for Advent, to prepare our hearts and our minds, to prepare our whole beings so that we can be ready to celebrate Advent and to celebrate Christmas. We ask this trusting in your grace. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.